This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Namai Hairamai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra to farewell the light. This week, the season of last light has arrived with a cool wind and a dumping of much-needed rain. The eerily still golden days have finally come to an end, reminding us that we must pass the torch of warmth and light back to our friends in the Northern Hemisphere. And while we might grumble about the cold and the longer nights, there is something enticing about the hibernation time. The lighting of fires and getting out extra blankets, pulling out woolly jumpers, scarves, hats and gloves. Maybe you have a last light ritual too, remembering your ancestors and recognizing the way they still inspire you today. Perhaps feeling their presence in your life and maybe even feeling their guidance at times. I wear my beloved Nana's wedding ring. It is a simple band of gold that fits me perfectly, as if our hands were moulded from the same glove. I feel her entwined around my finger as I hold my knitting, as I weed and plant, as I harvest and cook, and as I preserve and freeze the bounty. I can still feel her hands guiding mine as we sewed together on her sewing machine, me sitting on her lap and her foot on the pedal. And at this time of year, she feels even closer, inviting me to rest after the harvest time, that we cannot be endlessly doing, that nature shows us the signs to slow down and enjoy the longer nights, because before we know it, it will be spring again, sowing seeds, planting and watching the buds unfurl. And Nana will be there too in my memory, with her wild and crazy garden, with pumpkin vines climbing trees and all the way up and over the garden shed. So as you lay down to rest, perhaps invite the ancestors of this land, the people, the birds, and the lizards, the trees and all the fungi, the creatures of the air, the mountains, the rivers and the sea, to all come and join you, to snuggle up and simply listen to the earth, to Papatūānuku, as she settles in for winter rest. So feeling the settling in your bones, feel gravity pulling on your bones, the weight of your bones, the weight of your skull, the weight of your shoulders, the weight of your upper arms all the way down into your elbow joints and all the way down through your forearms into your wrists and all the way down through the backs of your hands, the palms of your hands, your thumbs, first fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers and little fingers all softening. And perhaps seeing your hands in your mind's eye. And perhaps your hands resemble someone in your family, or perhaps even a friend, or maybe your hands are just completely and utterly your own. And then feeling gravity pulling all the way down through the central column of your body, down through your spine, through the space in between your shoulder blades, following all the way down the curves of your spine, your middle back, the small of your back, all the way down through your sacrum and into your tailbone. And perhaps here you can feel the weight of your hip joints, so heavy. The weight of the muscles here that support your hip joints, your buttock muscles and pelvic muscles and belly muscles, and feeling everything softening down. So you can feel the weight of your buttocks and your hips, the weight of your thighs and your knees, the weight of your shins and your calves, your heels and your ankles. And all the way down through the soles of your feet and the tops of your feet and each and every toe. All settling, your big toes, your second toes, third and fourth and little toes. And feeling these feet that through the ages, through all your ancestors and whoever they might be, and wherever they might have come from, have carried you to this place, right here in this very spot where you rest. And perhaps seeing your feet as the footprints on a sandy beach, the exact print of your feet, and perhaps matching the footsteps of your ancestors. Feet that crossed deserts, climbed mountains, crossed ice, and stepped into boats, and sailed across vast oceans. These feet that walked through deep forests, crossed rivers, and rested in stillness beside warming fires. These feet that carried your body to gather food, to find shelter and carry water. And could you let these feet, these legs, find stillness and rest now after all these generations of movement? Could you simply let them bask in the warmth of rest and nourishment? And perhaps feeling that sense of rest and nourishment moving all the way up through your legs, up through your shins and your knees and your thighs, all the way up through your pelvis and your belly and into your heart space. And feeling into the space behind your breastbone and listening here, listening within the stillness to the space of your heart. And what is arising here today? What thoughts, what feelings or sensations? And could you welcome them all? And perhaps feeling the flow of air through your belly and your chest, a soft and effortless breath rising and falling so gently, a gentle expansion as you inhale, and a release as you exhale, welcoming the flow of your breath, unfolding as naturally as the flow of the seasons. Inhaling like the spring into the fullness of summer, and exhaling through autumn, and at the very end of the exhale, seeing us here at last light, that moment before the pause of the winter solstice. Inhaling like the spring, all the way up into the fullness of summer, and exhaling through autumn, and right there at the very end of your exhale, seeing us here at last light, that last moment before the pause of the winter solstice. And then perhaps feeling that flow of breath through your nostrils and feeling the awareness of your breath moving up into the space between your eyebrows and all the way up to the very crown of your head. And maybe feeling the last of the watery sunlight giving you its final glow before the wheel of the year shortens the day and gives the light to the north. Feeling the warmth of these last final rays beaming all the way through 61 marama points all around your body. Feeling the last rays of the sun melting down and washing across your face and into the space between your eyebrows. Down across your cheeks, your nose, your chin, and all the way into that little pool in between your collarbones. And feeling the last of this warmth, the sun, beaming and glowing all the way down through your right shoulder, your elbow and your wrist. And perhaps you can feel the very tips of your fingers, toasted by the last of the sunlight, your right thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, And feeling the whole of your right arm basking in this warmth. Your awareness returning to your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, and all the way back to a little toasty campsite here in the space in between your collarbones. And then feeling the glow, the last of the heat, moving all the way across your left shoulder, down through your elbow and your wrist, toasting the very tips of your fingers, your thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Your awareness moving back through like warmth through your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder, back to your little campsite here in between your collarbones. And then feeling the glowing rays of the sunlight move down through your chest, to the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, the very center of your chest melting in this warmth. And feeling this fading light moving all the way down through your belly, down through your pelvis. And this warm all coming down through your right hip, your knee, your ankle, gentle toasting of the tips of your toes, big toe, second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Feeling the heat rise all the way back through your ankle, your knee and your hip, all the way back into your pelvis. And then moving down, toasting all the way down through your left leg, through your left hip, your left knee, your left ankle. Toasting the tips of your toes, big toe, second toe, third and fourth and little toe. And then feeling the light being pulled back all the way to the northern hemisphere. Feeling the light moving back into your ankle, your knee, your hip. The light retreating all the way back to your pelvis and your belly. The light retreating all the way back to your heart space and that little toasty campsite in between your collarbones. And all the way back to Whatumanua, the space between your eyebrows. And inviting your attention to draw deeper inwards here. And through the space, feeling all the way down into the back of your heart space, as if your heart was your inner ear. Listening to the earth that you're resting upon. And what does she have to say? Listening to the song of the earth beneath. And then listening to the sky above. Perhaps the song of the air with the wind through the leaves, or the song of the birds. Within the stillness of your body and the movement of your breath, could there be a space to hear the song of your ancestors? And could you carry that song of your ancestors through your bones, through each and every cell in your body, through your blood and through your breath? Could your body be the vessel to carry their song, to be played out in the world, to be shared with all? And perhaps you wish to stay here, deep in the dream time of in-between worlds, connecting and singing their song. Or maybe you can hear the song of the wind stirring your bones and calling you back to daily life. And if daily life is calling you, then slowly taking a deeper breath in, and start to welcome this lifetime, this world, this place that you're living in here and now. and maybe wiggling your fingers and toes and feeling them start to flex and move, ready to get on with the day. Rolling over onto one side and perhaps taking some time to hear the very last whispers of the song resonate through your body, so that as you prepare to arise, you can carry the song of your ancestors with you through your day. And this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.